We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us on the line now. Rick, it's day two of open testimony in the impeachment inquiry hearings. What should we expect today that might be different than what you might have saw in day one?
A lot of this is going to be about the character of Marie Yovanovitch, who is the ambassador to Ukraine, a career diplomat and foreign servant who feels like she was conspired against by elements of the Ukrainian government, corrupt elements, as well as people in Donald Trump's orbit to be ousted from the job. She lost her livelihood. She lost her way of life around this. It was pretty compelling to read the transcript of her behind-closed-doors testimony. Now when she's in front of the cameras, that story, I think, will be critical. She was on the front lines. She saw these irregular channels that were being developed. We know that President Trump had badmouthed her, at least privately, based on the partial transcript that was released of his conversation. And we know that the pressure campaign to change policy and to change course in some very dramatic and unusual directions all happened on her watch. And then she ended up being fired.
What has been the biggest piece of new information to come out of this in your mind? And what should we be expecting, a lot of new information that we don't already know in the weeks to come?
Yeah, the bar is high because we know so much already. It's such a strange process where so many of the key pieces of evidence already out there, starting with that partial transcript that I referenced. I was struck by the new conversation that Ambassador Taylor recounted, having learned about just in the last week or two, where President Trump was on the line with his representative to the EU, Gordon Sondland, asking again about those investigations, and Gordon Sondland saying that the president only cared about those investigations and the investigations of the Bidens in the context of Ukraine policy. That's pretty startling. But those are just probably smaller details in the broader context of this portrait that's been painted. It's really been a remarkably one-sided series of accounts, all pointing in the same direction.
I've been really interested, Rick, all week long in this kind of push and pull, the two sides of things where you're looking at this official inquiry, the official hearing. It's in Washington. It's, you know, one of these proceedings that normally most people wouldn't enjoy watching, and this need for maybe a little entertainment factor. And then, of course, you have people who are saying, well, entertainment factor, what are you talking about? This is a very serious proceeding that's taken place. But what do you think of that? Is there a balance that needs to be struck where if you're trying to convince the American people, there might have to be some sort of entertainment factor in this to keep them interested?
Call it what you will, but people aren't going to pay attention if they're bored, if they're falling asleep, if they're changing the channel. So, I don't know that means you need to have, you know, three-ring circus there. But you want to provide a compelling story. And if all the hearings are as long as the ones on Wednesday, and today's is not likely to be as long, that's going to be a difficult thing. It's going to be a hard thing to ask Americans in the middle of their work days to tune in large numbers to see what's going on a Capitol Hill inquiry. That's always going to be difficult. I think Democrats are mindful of that, and they're going to try to keep things moving as much as possible, keep them serious, keep them somber, and hope that people are at least starting to tune in at home.
Hey, another new face in the 2020 race. Last week it was Mayor Bloomberg trying to get into things, getting a little bit more crowded on the Democratic side, which we were kind of thinking might end as people started to drop off, and now you have more faces going in there. Well, what do you expect for anyone who's getting into the race at this point when it's seemingly been going on for so long? How can they really work a campaign when they are seemingly so far behind all these other candidates?
Yeah, it's such a good question. You know, there will be a Democratic debate next week, but we know that it will not include Michael Bloomberg. It will not include Deval Patrick, who just, I think you were referencing, and just got in the race yesterday. So that's a particular challenge. I think it's actually more of a challenge for someone like Patrick because Bloomberg can self-fund. According to the New York Times, just today he's announced a new $100 million anti-Trump television advertising or digital advertising campaign. That's a lot of money to spend. Deval Patrick's a wealthy man. He's done pretty well in life. He doesn't have Bloomberg's $50 billion. But it'll be interesting because one thing we haven't heard from Democratic primary voters is a real dissatisfaction with the current field. Most of them like these people, and these men and women running, some of them for upwards of a year. They've done a lot of work out there. I don't think Deval Patrick or Michael Bloomberg are going to be able to, you know, capture the Democratic primary imagination overnight.
Being, you know, somebody with the deep pockets used to be a real advantage if you wanted to get into the race late. Now, maybe not so much.
Well, there's the advantage of being able to get your message out, not worrying about fundraising. The disadvantages are a couple. One is you don't qualify for debates unless you have grassroots fundraising. You need 200,000 donations to make the December debate, according to the Democratic National Committee. The other thing is you become an easy target. Elizabeth Warren has been jousting with billionaires, as Bernie Sanders for months, if not years. And the idea of someone coming in and seeking to buy a nomination is not going to go that well. Both of those men, both Patrick and Bloomberg, have worked with entities, done things that may not look so great in the context of the Democratic primary. You remember Bain Capital? That was Deval Patrick's firm after it was Mitt Romney. So it's difficult to come into someone as wealth just in terms of messaging, but I think you'd rather be wealthy than not if you're running for president.
Hey, one more before we let you go, kind of circling back to impeachment, what's going on there in Washington. We heard from Tom Reed, a congressman who represents some of the South towns down here in the Western New York area. And he said that, you know, he's trying not to pay too much attention to what's going on because he's, you know, trying to get things done that will impact people's day-to-day lives. Is there a movement of that? Are there groups of lawmakers in Washington who are saying, you know, I know this is going on, this is where all the attention is, but we do have some work to get done?
Yeah, and they're trying to get that work done. I mean, I think it's a convenient talking point, frankly, for a Republican to say we should be working on the work of the American people. But, you know, the fact is this Democratic House, this Republican Senate, and this very unconventional president was going to make it difficult regardless. That's the fact of where we are in Washington. And I don't think that if there were not impeachment, this would suddenly be an era of bipartisanship and getting work done. I'm not naive enough to believe that. So, the Democrats are going to have to show that they're not singularly focused on this to the expense of everything else that's under the universe, but that's going to be up to them to message.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the time. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.